We are delighted to have Richard Rodriguez here with us on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell?
You said success and the criteria, and some people achieve success and some people don't. But that success, we tend to look at it a very simple way. We see it as a big house and a big car and a nice job and lots of money in the bank.
That's all about but economics.
Success is predicated on values and shared values, but also values ultimately comes down to how you value yourself.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that and this is a lot of what your essays have done so well, to begin to present a more complex, perhaps even a brown sense of the richness and variety of values.
Yes, and it always occurs to me that it's not simply a matter, Bill, of how you value yourself, but how you value yourself within the context of your understanding of where you've come from. And I'm always looking back to these family stories and these family traditions. I'm trying to see myself in a Protestant country as related to Catholicism. I'm trying to see myself as a scholarship or as related to parents who did not have any formal education. I keep trying to connect the dots in some sense, because it is too lonely out here to be a success. I want to belong to something larger than myself. I want to belong to this American experience, and which means not simply that I connect to my Mexican ancestors, but also that I connect to African Americans, that I connect to the Chinese in the 19th century come to California. It seems to me that what we don't have in this country, and maybe this is why we leave it to these thrice divorced politicians and radio commentators to talk about family values. We don't really understand what family means in this country. We understand what success means for the individual, but we don't understand. We never teach the individual sufficiently, I think, to understand that his success came to him within the context of his American experience, that he owes it to many people.
You talk about the prices that one pays. It seems to me that you're also talking about repression. And when you talk about America with being white, being Anglo-Saxon, being Protestant, we also are deeply committed to heterosexual storytelling.
Yes.
And to be not in that mainstream culture has its own set of prices.
Yes. Now, my homosexuality, which quietly makes its way into my writing until this last book, until Brown, really, when I use that erotic energy, that subversive erotic energy in my vision to re-describe America as this place that was from the very beginning in love, and in many cases wrongly in love, that we hung men, we hung black men for the sin of glancing at her. She, white, we hung him from the tree, we made him, we left him there till his mouth gaped open and his eyes were empty because the birds had picked away at what remained. The great sin in this country was always love. It was always the wrong kind of love. And I live in the shadow of Matthew Shepard. I live at a time when I know there is nothing so dangerous for me to say in this country that piously goes on and on now about hate crimes. There is nothing so dangerous as love crimes in this country, as saying to you, I am in love with you. I have a crush on you. I find you attractive. To say that to the wrong person in this society was always dangerous. And there were mountain men who were forced by the cavalry to leave their Indian wives or else to take their Indian wives back to reservations. In Colorado, for example, there are love stories aplenty in this country, some of them tragic, some of them are splendid, and we are related to those stories.
And we must tell those stories.
This goes back to that history that we didn't hear. In some ways, a love history of America would go a long way towards correcting some of the
misconceptions. Yes, I've always asked African Americans who tell me that they're related to American Indians to write that history. Tell me that story. I want to hear it. That there are words for children who are born in Mexico of African Indian birth. You know what the word is? Chinos. Because the African impregnates in the 18th century the Indian, and he releases from her Asian secret, and the children are born looking Mongolian. And and Mexico looks at the children in the 18th century and calls them Chinos. They resemble Chinese. And I think to myself, 200 years later, that we still have to announce to the world that the world is round. And sooner or later, we're all going to end up looking Italian or Chinese, and everything will taste like chicken because the world is round.
Ah, to be a human in a time of great change. Thank you, Richard Rodriguez.
Thank you.
Richard Rodriguez's book, Brown, The Last Discovery of America, is as lyrical as it is important. We are grateful for the arduous and beautiful work Mr. Rodriguez has done on behalf of us all. And we thank him for sharing his generous spirit with us. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.